Florida service providers are wasting no time taking advantage of nearly $30 million in federal money for addressing the opioid epidemic. I'm Nick Evans. State officials will use the federal dollars to fund six new positions working with Child Protective Services, Drugs to Counteract Overdoses, and Prevention Outreach Programs. Nearly $4 million will go to the Florida Alcohol and Drug Abuse Association to purchase a drug called Vivitrol that helps people in recovery stay clean by blocking the effects of opioids. But most of the money, about $17 million in all, will be parceled out to county and regional level programs, which provide methadone treatment and counseling services. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.